Hi guys, my name is Oyindamola and this is Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy.
Hello everybody, it's good to be back again, and like you heard, it's Unscripted with Timmy, it's Mirror Conversations, and we're happy and we're glad to be back. Thank you for sticking around, thank you for being here, we do not take you for granted. It's another amazing podcast episode, alright? So we're here again with our small wisdom to come and share with you people. I want to share my small wisdom with you guys, and again, I'm going to mention it again. All right, I know we've said it before, but I'm going to mention it again. This podcast is all about changing the narrative. All right, Mirror Conversations is about having conversations with yourself that foster self-awareness and also make you a better version of yourself. That leads to productivity, make you a better version of yourself. And so, with the current pandemic of nonsense podcasts out there, we're hoping that this would actually change the narrative in our own little way and actually help people to be better versions of themselves. That being said, drum roll, today's topic is improving communication skills. Are you okay?
What did I say?
Improving communication skills. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about effective communication. We're going to dabble a bit into active listening. We're going to dabble into building romantic relationships on strong communication, on effective communication. We're dabble into a bit.
By the way, I just want to say that you should leave love and touch with God, no matter what. Thank you.
Yeah, love is in the air. Wear face mask. Yeah. Anyways, so we're hoping today that by the end of this episode, know how to go about communication better, because I think these things are important. If you look at every single topic that we've been talking about and every single topic that we still talk about, these are things that personally I've noticed that in our generation, our demographic, I'm speaking within the range of like 17 to like 20 something, you know, early 20s and early stages of adulthood, and these are things I feel like affect my generation and has affected me personally, and I'm still working through them, but I feel like I'm in a better space to like talk about them. So these are things that I feel like is important. So communication skills, how you say something, what you say, why you say, when you say, where to talk, where not to talk. I hope we'll be able to like,
and even if the person you're communicating with completely understands what you're communicating.
Yes. So I've line, but I'm going to say it somewhere during the episode. Alright. Or should I just say it now? Okay, to open this episode, alright, communication skills, to like really open this episode. So my punchline goes thus: the end point of communication must be comprehension. Without comprehension,
there has been no communication.
Write that down, kids. Put things down so you can take things out of this conversation. The end point of communication is comprehension. If you don't comprehend what, or the other person does not comprehend what you're saying, there has been no communication. So I don't know, I think that's the first thing I learned first about communication, that people must understand what you're saying, when you're saying it, how you're saying it, because if they don't understand it, has been no communication. So, but let's try and get into it. So, you know, what do you think effective communication looks like in a strong relationship? How would you describe a couple that you think is actively communicating? How would you like describe, what would a happy couple communicating properly, how would you describe it?
A happy couple communicating properly, intense conversations, or like
tough conversations,
yes, like instead of fighting, or like having difficult conversations regardless, like
without losing themselves
and like saying it, like expressing yourself. Don't feel like, oh, because I don't want. That's why I just said intense conversation. Like, no matter how you think, you may think maybe this conversation should, you know, we should not have these conversations, but I feel like the way you go about it.
If I would describe how healthy couple with effective communication to each other. I'll be like, it's one where it's just the two of them, all right, and there's this safe space and there's this vulnerability. You will know that in that space there's effective communication, like they understand each other, and
you're
like,
you're not shy.
You get, and even within friendships, one thing I think is a very simple indication that there is active communication in this friendship is there's this level of vulnerability, you know, without having to fake it. It's just pure, and like the other person doesn't have to be a certain way.
But where do you draw the line though? Vulnerability in friendships and vulnerability in relationships?
I don't think there's any line to be drawn. I think relationships are friendships with a different angle, because friendships and relationships, I think they are very, very similar. Most of the times, because of the kind of way we are as human beings, we try to name everything. So trying to give relationship or titles to things, it kind of like complicates it, but it's still friendship, because if you're not friends and you're in a relationship, I think you're soon enough going to get tired of romance.
So you're saying everything that is done in a relationship is what is done in friendships?
More or less, yeah. Because now, speaking from a Christian perspective, so if there's no sex on the table and there's no touchy-touchy or any of that on the table, there's no sexual relationship on the table, speaking from perspective of a believer, of course. What are you doing with your partner that you're not doing with your friends?
So basically, that means you're dating your friends?
In a way. In a way.
Walk
I mean, see, listen to me, alright, hear me out. In a way, I think you're really dating your friends, because you're spending time with your friends, you're opening up with your friends, you're talking to your friends. You have your friends, because unless we're not defining friendship well, alright, it's friendship is one of the most intimate form of relationship that exists on the earth. The only thing that changes is the level of commitment, I think. It's the only level of commitment, because now when you're committed to somebody in a relationship, you tend to like give a special level of like commitment and consistency to that relationship. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But it's almost very similar. You could almost like, that's why I used to tell you all the time, I feel like every right thinking person that has healthy friendships should be able to date any of your friends. I don't know, it's just me. Don't gonna be asking.
Personally, I feel like there should be like a line or like boundary.
And that boundary comes when there's commitment to one person. But let's say you're not in a relationship, you're like dating all your friends, male or female.
Dating all your friends.
Because what's our definition of dating?
Dating is being in a relationship. Well, generally, for being like,
what's the difference between friendship and relationship?
Dating is when you're going on dates, you're meeting with this person, you're getting to know them, asking questions in here just to get to know them.
Of a romantic,
of getting into a relationship with this person.
Okay, so if you define that as dating, then friendship almost is the same thing. You're getting to know your friends, you're getting to spend time with your friends, you're getting to understand them better by the day. That's why you find out that some people have your friends and all of a sudden they just
on
make
the
that
long
transition
run, the goal is for you people, you are still going to be friends.
Yeah.
But for a relationship, the goal is to be in a relationship
and
with this
still
person.
Be friends.
That's
all
different.
Alone.
Those are two different things. The way you're saying, you're making it sound like, oh, okay, so like every friend in your life now is in a dating relationship with you. So like conversations that should be, or that are only restricted to put that in a relationship, you have with your friends as well.
What kind of conversations are that?
Like planning your future together.
I plan my future with my new friends.
That's different. Do you plan your future with your female friends?
We will still, yeah, subtly. Not like
how many of his friends.
Wait, no, this is what I'm talking about. Alright. From time to time I share my dreams and my goals with my friends. And we unconsciously try to find a common ground. I remember one time I was talking to one of my friends, AJ, he's a guy now, and we were talking about like where we would like to settle down. Alright. And we're speaking about ministry. So we're now talking about where we would like to settle down, because we're thinking, okay, we're speaking in the future, dreams,
that's
goals.
That's different.
Like,
he's a guy.
And, okay, let me give an example to maybe any of my female friends. I don't know, there was this time I was in school. I don't know if it's still a thing now. I was having a conversation with one of my female friends, one of my closest female friends. And I was speaking about her being the godmother to my kids. Are we not planning future
that's
together?
That's still different. Like, but like intimate conversations now. Okay, so now I'm in a relationship try to tell you when I am there or when I get back. But when I'm talking to my partner, wait, now she gives an example. Then my partner, I have to tell you, oh, I'm going somewhere, I'm going to this place tomorrow. Maybe because in case you jam me and you see me, it's not actually not tell you. So something like that, and I think that you tell your friends everything about your whereabouts, your female friends.
Okay. Let's say I concede to what Ida is saying. The only reason why I would be because I've come to learn that sometimes your friends are different from the people you're romantically involved with. And the only difference is because more emotions are involved. Your emotions
are involved. You will be talking to someone constantly and consistently, and emotions will not be involved. What are you trying to do?
That's what Pete is saying.
That's what
he said. Why are you sharing your life with those people? And you're not trying to fall in love.
Because even if you're I feel like it's easy for you guys. Now, I feel like this is like relationship. But like, I feel like it is very easy for the guys to like just, you know, do things and say, okay, me, I'm just doing this. As a lady, there's no way you can be a lady and be telling her, in future. You're just having normal conversation. You're telling her, in future, I want to have 3 kids. And she will not be thinking in her head, like, you want me to be the mother of your children?
What am I just telling you?
Why are you just telling me?
So that, like, I don't know how many kids you just give it to. For the sake of world population.
This is where we have to draw the line. Brothers, stop confusing ladies. Okay? Stop confusing us.
Yeah, this is what it's about.
Relationships are two different things.
Yes, we agree.
It's fine. You can date your friends. And I think I would even advise dating your friends. Because, like, you guys already have this beautiful
level of communication.
So, in a situation where you're both married and, like, of course, love is definitely not the only thing that is required to be married. So when there is little or no love, because you are passing through something, that friendship will still be able to hold you both together. But there is a place of friendship and relationship. You cannot bring friendship into like relationship and saying the same thing you are doing with friends or the same thing you are doing, like it doesn't matter. You can't really do that. At least even if you are not considering yourself, please consider us, consider ladies, consider our gender,
See, if I'm going to try and get us back on communication skills and effective communication, we've agreed friends are not relationships.
Yes. And please disclaimer, girls, ladies, please, if a guy is calling you from like say 11 a.m. to like 6 a.m, just don't pick that call. Those are the times that men are asking tell lies, to deceive you. Avoid things like that.
Communication is the key to building strong relationships, achieving our goals. And this is where it gets interesting, alright? Active listening. Now, guys, this is why I'm going to stop here and try and explain this. If you're going to try and develop your communication skills, one thing I know for a fact that you need to work on is active listening. Not just talking, but listening. Because communication is a dialogue, not monologue. You can't just be talking to someone and you're not hearing back. You're not getting any feedback. Either a positive feedback or a negative feedback, and you're not getting that feedback from them. You cannot say that you've been communicating with the person, because like we said, without comprehension there has not been communication. Do you understand? So without comprehension there has not been communication, and these things, they work pari passu, they work hand in hand. So actually, this is something I had to learn because I talk a lot. So like, how to like learn how to like, God bless Ifeto Ishi. Shout out to Ifeto Ishi.
Shout out to you, my sugar.
So like, she would really emphasize on, she really taught me how to listen, you know, how to keep quiet and like listen to the other person. It is important. In fact, let me tell you something. You would be better at communication if you know how to listen. I'm telling you.
Because I find out that oftentimes people don't even like, maybe they want solutions, but at that point in time they just want you to hear them, like hear them out and sometimes just listen to them.
Yeah, and the mistake we make sometimes is to listen to reply, not to really get what the person is saying. You're just trying to give a reply, you're just trying to hurriedly give a reply. But like, if there's a way that we can like understand active communication, it means that even if you don't have to reply, you just to like listen. Because now that I've learned it, there's some of my friends that are like, go talking and just quiet. 30 minutes, just rant, just keep talking. And at the end of it, I'll just ask you, do you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel light? Because that's, some people are just trying to like unburden, like unleash, like or reveal, like offload everything on their chest. And like,
sorry to interrupt, there's something I just want to quickly add, that there is a difference between hearing and listening. Okay,
so yes,
when you're listening to someone, you're paying attention, you are listening, you're noting down. And when you're hearing, it's like, oh, you're just hearing you.
Yeah,
not me, sometimes my life will just be to, you are child hearing, is entering and it's coming out, and that's it, that's all.
Yeah,
so just come around and bye bye.
Yeah,
so like, there's a difference between listening and hearing.
So active listening, I think that's one of the most important things. Because we just dropped right into the house of how you can make your communication skills better, right? Instead of like defining, I feel like people understand what we're talking about. Let's jump into the house. And the first one we said is active listening.
Yeah.
So give me, what do you think would work again that, you know, one must look out for when it comes to like effective communications? I'm listening now, you know. See all this plenty silence.
Because I already said it now, like paying attention to what they are saying, like as much as they are ranting.
No, that's about like, active listening. Like other
like,
way.
Other options.
Yeah.
Say non-verbal cues,
non-verbal communication, body language.
Yes. Because it doesn't work for you.
I'm not as good as
understanding that.
Yeah, but maybe I don't even try to communicate with anybody with non-verbal.
But there are actually some people that they do better with non-verbal. But it's just how they are. Like they do well with non. They cannot say it like. It's one thing I have come to realize, even with my friends, I feel like I have more friends like that. Like, once they are moody or like once something is wrong, just like me looking at them,
you would know,
and the countenance and everything, I can tell that something is wrong.
Yeah,
so like they don't even have to speak, and oftentimes they are not really, they don't know if they should talk about it, they don't know if someone
they want
really
to talk about
to listen.
It.
And so I can just be like, okay, something is wrong, what is it?
Okay, because okay, that's really true about that non-verbal communication thing. All right, this is what I think is important when it comes to non-verbal communication. I think it makes up by research. I think it makes about 80% of communication.
Yeah.
I think verbal is
really?
Like 20%. Wow. Yeah, it's that high. So non-verbal are very important. All right, but I think for the sake of the person that you're communicating with, all right.
Yeah.
Don't limit your communication to only non-verbal communication. Alright? Talk, say it, be clear. I think that's something Ina has spoken about even on her IG page. Ina, you guys check it out. She said something one time. She said, learn to like verbally define relationships. Alright? Because and that's something I'm about to say again. Don't make assumptions when it comes to communication. Alright? Assumption is a deadly game. Don't assume anything. Let people
talk. And I feel like it's, to be honest, I don't know. I'm asking you now because I feel like sometimes it comes up as a bad habit. Like,
okay.
I feel like sometimes you don't really have to like ask about everything, but at the same time, you need to know because so people don't like they feel like you should know what this thing is, or like I feel like you should understand. But oftentimes,
I don't
like,
understand anything.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what behavior, what I don't understand what it is. So I ask you. But at the same time, I think it might come off as a bad habit. Do you think it is?
It is. That's why I said it's sort of like unfair to the person that you're communicating with. This is what I mean by that. So imagine it's between us now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to send a message to me.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, on my end, I'm very oblivious to signs.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's why I said I'm not really good at non-verbal communications. And I don't try to communicate in that way. So you're trying to reach out to me, and now I'm not paying attention to your feelings, which is causing conflict between us, which was by no fault of mine, and it's all on your side. You're assuming like you're the one making non-verbal communications, and you would soon start assuming and start jumping into conclusions and fall into conflict. So the problem now is that the problem with that kind of communication is that you have to back it up with verbal communication, or sometimes.
But it's still the same thing. Meaning, if a situation like that happens, then you should ask. communicate with that person and let them know this is how their actions are making.
Exactly.
And then now, so it's still the same thing.
To narrow it back or to circle it back, because I feel like we're jumping off a lot of points. The first point we made about communication skills is active listening, all right? Two, another way we know you can get better with communication is verbal and non-verbal communication. Don't do one without one. Do both, all right? Verbal and non-verbal. Use one to confirm, all right? Three, don't make assumptions. Those are the points that we've made, that we've laid on ground. Because if you make assumptions, you jump into conclusion. You jump into conclusion, conflict.
Fight every time.
Every time.
So Kasala. Like out of 7 days, you keep use 5 days to fight and 2 days to reconcile.
And this is both for platonic and romantic relationships. Yeah. All right, especially romantic relationships. Don't assume. Clarify as much as possible. I was listening to this. Writer, Adebola. I don't know if you know her. Adebola is very, very good. I follow her on Twitter, and she said she has been in a long distance relationship for about 4 years now. And one thing that helps them, one thing that helps them is that clear communication.
It builds and it takes two to tango. Is that how you say?
Yeah.
You can't do it alone. The other person has to be responsible as well.
So she was saying that with a significant other, there are times where, like, where are you? You know, you don't have to say why do you want to know. You don't have to go all defensive about it. You know, you can just, oh, I'm a social person's place. I'm a Timmy's place. Oh, okay, say hi to him for me. Just that.
Sometimes say, where are you? I'm at Timmy's place. And maybe Timmy is a lady and you're a guy. Where are you? I'm at Timmy's place. I feel like to avoid for that, just say, oh, I'm at Timmy's place. We have to work. So, oh, this is
what
I'm doing. So instead of saying, okay, because the anger is already building up. First of all, you did not tell me where you are going. So where are you now? I'm at Timmy's place. You're not waiting for me to say, what are you doing there? So like,
you get, so like you said, it takes you to tango. It goes both ways. Complete communication. Don't make assumptions. Clarify things every time.
Stop jumping into conclusions you're already short. Just saying.
Stop jumping into what?
Conclusions you're already short.
Exactly.
I know you didn't get to the first time.
My goodness.
Is it the same thing about my eye? Just
my goodness.
Thank you.
Coming from you.
Moving on.
So moving on. So,
like, but I said, think I'm average. I'm
when, sure. When you're, I'm not even going to make a comment about that. People that know you know. Anyways, moving on. I think something that helps again is how you present what you're saying. How you say something, what you say is not as important as how you say it. Because sometimes, all in the name of being rude, all in the name of being blunt, some people end up being rude, you know. There's always a kinder way to drop your point, to make your point, to
because
express to, yourself. So, you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be mean.
Because some people say the message, and I'm like, I have to read it like 2 or 3 times to understand. Like, so now maybe, like,
get what
was, how is this person saying, okay, if this person was sitting beside me, how would this person be saying this?
So, you get, so I think it's very important that we're making a point.
You were about to make another point.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say be clear and concise.
Yeah, be clear and concise. Be kinder with your words. Be show empathy. You know, just when you're communicating, either in a platonic relationship or a romantic relationships. We don't really have much time, so I think we need to wrap this up. But I want to talk about something. How communication skills can help us build more meaningful relationships, like connect us with other people. This is something Oinda said, I think, in the first episode that we recorded together. You can't do life alone. Nobody was created to do life alone. You're going to do life with people. You're going to deal with people.
And this is not even like romantic. People in your space,
you're going to constantly have to deal with people,
and sometimes it might require you making an effort to shoot your shot at people, like friendships.
Don't
shoot your shot at man.
Why do we think this is important? Because it's an integral part of your all-round awareness and your all-round being, and being a better version of yourself. If you can actively articulate your thought process, you can articulate your feelings, your emotions, and you can communicate them very well. All right, I think it's very important. So, Oinda, just some last words. We're really, really out of time.
Okay, so I want to say, as much as you can, friendship, relationships, have difficult conversations, have intense conversations. Because when you keep sweeping everything under the carpet, the other person probably feels like, you're fine with you, like, okay, it's cool with you, so let me just keep dishing it out. And you, on the other hand, you're like, I don't like this scenario. So this person does it one day, second day, and like that. So that's how the person is. And gradually, resentment starts to build up. And
eventually
everything just crashes. Friendship or relationship, everything now
eventually
sink. So like, have conversations and like, just be careful about how you go about things like that. Difficult conversations are not something easy to talk about. Like, literally, they are difficult conversations. So just like, be open-minded. Thank you.
Anyways, that has been our episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening. I hope you learned a thing or two. This is really my goal with this project. I hope you learned a thing or two. Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for sharing. Share this with your friends. Share with everybody you know. Thank you so much. Till the next time. Odiba. Bye bye.